Okay. All right, y'all.
Sounds weird coming
Ew.
out of your mouth.
All
So
right. I
just
just
say
say y'all,
everyone.
but
Just say
okay.
everyone.
I'm gonna say friends.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, friends, and welcome to the first episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo!
Woo! I wish we had sound effects so I
I
could
know.
play some.
One day. Well, my name is Dayson, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers, and I'm 27.
Okay, my name's Drew. And my pronouns are she, her, and hers also, and I'm 25.
Woo.
Woo-hoo!
And we're two idiot girl sisters who just want to talk about stuff and make people laugh.
Pretty much.
So we'll go straight into today's topic. So today we're going to be talking about portrayals of Pacific Islander culture in media specifically. So just a little backstory on both of us. We're both 3/4 Samoan and 1/4 Irish. We know who The Rock is. And that's pretty much the only representation of us in real media. But today we're going to be going over three different movies that everyone's relatively familiar with to talk about how our culture is represented and things of that nature. Do you want to add anything?
No, I think you pretty much covered it. I guess just how stereotypes and tropes make their way into media a lot, especially with Pacific Islander culture. So there's a real fetishization, I think, of Polynesian people. So gonna break that down today in mainstream media.
I think another point to add too is that Drew went to school in Hawaii and I
Oh
went to
yeah.
school in Oregon. So she grew up, oh, grew up. I guess you did grow up out there, right? In
Yeah.
college around way more Pacific Islander people than I did in Oregon, where it's like predominantly white. And the only, Pacific or majority of the Pacific Islanders that went to my school were there on athletic scholarships, so I didn't really get to associate with them as much. And then Drew had a good mix of kids who went to school and students who were athletes and stuff like that. So,
Yeah, and I mean, I guess it's obvious that we were raised in California. We were born and raised in California. So, I mean, we grew up with Samoan family, but a lot of times, we weren't as exposed, I guess you could say, but we were pretty healthily exposed, I would suffice it to say. So,
Yeah.
we know what we're talking about, essentially.
We're experts, if you will.
We're, how you say, experts in the matter. So.
Yeah. So, okay, cool. So the first movie we're going to go over is actually the most recent film put out with, pieces of Pacific Islander culture. It's on Netflix. I'm sure everyone's seen it. It's called Finding Ohana. I remember reading an article about it probably a year ago. And they're like, oh, Alex Scioto is gonna be in it. And Drew knows he was like the biggest thing ever when I went to high school. And I mean, because he's a singer and he's really cute, but that's all I ever knew about him. So I didn't know he acted or anything. So me and Drew both separately watched the film. And for each film, we're gonna focus on three films today. But the main things we're gonna focus on each one is our personal rating that we each give the movie out of 10. And then we'll go over some things we didn't like that if we could, we would have changed. And then three things we did like, because we don't want to just shit on these movies. But we also do want to, I mean, I think the most important thing we can do is hold ourselves accountable, especially our people or people who try to portray our people and our cultures and media. So, okay, cool. So I personally, when I watched Finding Ohana, I would personally rate this movie, I'd give it a 7 out of 10. That's what
I can
I'd give
agree.
it.
I could agree with that. I was gonna say 7 too, probably 7, like just barely over 6 out of 10, I would say for sure.
And then there are three things I didn't like. Do you want to share yours first, bud?
I don't care. It's up to you.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So let me pull up my notes. So what did I didn't like? I mean, I liked the representation as far as the brown people in the movie. I felt like they kind of like they were like, that's good enough. Once they got like the Kanaka grandpa, they were like, yeah, that's good enough for like Native Hawaiian representation. You know what I mean? Everybody else is gonna be either mixed with something else or undeniably handsome, like the dad, right? Which is fine. but the names were a big no-no for me. I will say one of the main characters, the little sister, her name's Peely, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my boyfriend's name. So definitely off the bat, real beef with that. You know what I mean? Not that names should conform to the gender binary, because names are names, right? But I don't know. I just wasn't a big fan of them calling her Peels the whole movie. Maybe that's just a personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
the brother's name.
The brother's name is Ioane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ioane, the way they pronounced it was very like Ioane, you know what I'm saying? Like really yeah. enunciating the syllables, which is just kind of nails on a chalkboard to me. And then I honest to God don't remember anybody else's name.
Mm-mm.
I think the grandpa's name was like
Chemo.
No, was it Chemo?
Oh my God, did I just make that up?
I honestly don't know. Wait, I don't remember.
Was it
Chemo? No, it was something with a K.
Let me see. I'm looking it up.
If his name was Chemo.
It was like, Chemo.
Okay.
As in yes. Boots and Chemo.
Yeah, I was going to say Boots and Chemos. It's with an S on the end. yeah, see, I rest my case about the name Chemo. Come on, man. Could have given him any other name. Had to give him the name Chemo, so.
I almost wish that they had given them all, like, very, especially because they're all supposed to be centered in Hawaiian culture, or, like, supposed to be
yeah, native. That's what I wish thought, they had too. Picked,
like, more, like, I mean, at this point, I mean, it looks like the mom's name is Leilani. I told you, there had to have been a Leilani in this cast.
At least one. Yeah. At least one.
Not that there's anything wrong with that name, but obviously, you know, it's very common and stuff like that. But, yeah. I wish they had picked much more traditional, Hawaiian names for sure.
Yeah, because the name Ioane and Peely are both Samoan names.
Oh, okay.
At least that's how they're pronounced and spelled in Samoan. So, I mean, they could have named the little girl Ely, like Eliahi. That's a Hawaiian name, mm-hmm. and it's a beautiful name.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know what? Hire me, Netflix. I'll help you next time you guys want to consult. Okay, that was my first one. My next one was, I guess, differentiating between being from Hawaii and actually being Hawaiian.
Mm. No, that's a great point.
That part is very kapu, if you will, to me. I'm not a fan of kind of like, oh, I'm Hawaiian because I lived in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Those are two very different things. I think it's mm-hmm. the difference between nationality and race, right?
Sure, ethnicity, yeah.
Ethnicity, that's what it is. So, yeah, like you know, the mom, she's like, they're saying, I mean, I guess she's supposed to be Hawaiian because the dad is, but you know she's actually not Hawaiian in real life. But, like, the little ginger kid, like, I hope he doesn't...
No, she is Hawaiian.
Okay, cool, that's cool.
I think she's, like, Kapa, like you said.
Okay, so the little ginger kid, right? I hope he doesn't say I'm Hawaiian, you know what I mean? I don't think he does in the movie, but stuff like that, I mean, differentiating between those two, I think is especially important to Native people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, stereotypes, right?
Sure.
I mean, the grandpa's Kanaka, so of course he'll be doing some local kind shit for sure. Mm-hmm. But for him to be like hacking down mangoes when they first come on, you know what I mean? He's out there. He's out there with a net bag, putting his mangoes in it. You know what I mean? Like
he's straddling the tree like at the PCC.
Yeah, he literally has the little thing on his feet and then hikes up the coconut tree. You know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
they're like, don't give him a coconut. That's too obvious. Give him a mango.
Yeah,
that's different. They will never see that coming.
Yeah.
So yeah, not really a fan of those.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, but and then this is just a side note, but like how disrespectful Alex Iono's character was the whole movie,
and both his parents are Pacific Islander too. I think I was so surprised at how whitewashed he acted throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, and he's the oldest, which makes even less sense. And mm-hmm. also, let's be real, like, if he acted like that, like, someone's getting hit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he wasn't even yelled at, really. Like, when he's in the car with his mom, and she's like, hey, like, we might have to sell the apartment to take care of your grandfather, who's dying here alone. And he's like, you know what? maybe you just feel bad because you left here. You left him to die here alone when Dad died. You're right. Telling me she's not slamming your head into the dashboard? You know what I mean? There's just no way.
Yeah.
Anyways, those were mine, so.
Okay. I mean, most of those were on my list, too. I think one of my bigger things is that I have a couple of things, is that I saw, like, they had, like, Ryan Higa in there.
And, oh, yeah.
And Data from The Goonies. And when I think of that, like.
He was in there?
Yeah, he was the guy on the beach that had the boat.
I
just looked him up right now, and he's Vietnamese, so like I get like having him in there because it was supposed to be obviously the whole thing's they're alluding to the Goonies throughout mm-hmm. the whole movie
mm-hmm.
but like so like sure have Data in there, that's fine. I like how they picked the one kid of color on the
ethnic cast. yeah
but with Ryan Higa, I don't know. The same point that you're making of like having people who are from Hawaii act like they're Hawaiian has always been something that's really annoyed me and made me feel kind of distant from my culture in general. Not that I'm Hawaiian, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, I remember at my school, we had a Hawaii club, which was a great resource for kids from Hawaii who were living on the mainland for the first time. But for kids like me, like, I was like, well, I'm from California. Like, I don't need this resource. Where do I go? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then all those kids grow up in quotation marks, Hawaiian culture, and they're teaching the dances and stuff. And I'm like, you guys are all not Hawaiian, but whatever.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I have really great examples, like all throughout college, I met a lot of kids, local kids. Right. But you know, like I met a lot of kids who were just born and raised there, but they're just Japanese. Right.
Yeah.
But many of them don't speak with a pidgin accent.
Mm-hmm.
They say terms like local kind, like the kind, like stuff like that. Like
mm-hmm.
they cut out certain articles, but that's just vernacular. It's not cultural. Yeah. It's not cultural and it's not full pidgin, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So there are local people who are like Samoan people, Native Hawaiian people, Tongan people who were born and raised there who speak pidgin very fluently, like very mm-hmm. heavily. So that's why I'm saying that's something you can, I think, choose to assimilate with, whether or not it sounds funny, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But like Ryan Higa, I know he's from Big Island. So like, don't come for us. We know he's from Big Island, right? So we know that, but like I said, I've met a lot of Asian kids who were born and raised in Hawaii who don't talk like how he talked in the movie.
Yeah.
So, and he doesn't talk like that in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of feels forced, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I know too, you and I had talked about how there was a lot of ad placement throughout the whole film with like Matsumoto's, and I don't know, I think as if you learn and you're knowledgeable of all of the touristy attractions that have kind of plagued and ruined what real Hawaiian culture is to appease to white people, which is kind of what this film looked like to me in general.
I agree with that for sure.
Like it looked like it was a film that was written, directed, and done by people who aren't Hawaiian or at all Pacific Islander.
Yeah.
And they picked, like, I'm surprised The Rock wasn't in this. They were probably like, he cost our whole budget, so no.
Yeah, they're like, sorry, can't. We have an $800 budget.
Yeah, sorry, can't. No. But I just think, like, and I understand, like, paying homage, but I feel like with stuff like this, like, the only people who like this movie who are like, I give this movie 8 million out of 10 are white people.
Yeah.
And it's because white people love Hawaiian culture, Pacific Islander culture in general, because it's mm-hmm. been fetishized and posted them to be something that it's not, and it completely diminishes, like, what Hawaiian culture really is. So that's why I think I was confused that literally every character, like, all of them are supposed to be family. None of them look alike. And it's because not all of them are
not
are
at
the
all.
Same. Yeah. Like the mom clearly looks like Hapa or Hawaiian or something.
Mm-hmm.
Then the dad looks full Samoan. And then the kids, the girl, she looks like she's Hawaiian. And then obviously Alex Iona, he looks Samoan. Like it was just all over the place. And then the grandpa
doesn't look like any of them.
He doesn't look like any of them. So it was like, I don't understand why they picked these people that they picked. That's what I said. It was like they were picked like low budget, like they're going to like D-list celebrity, like, okay, who's on this list? Oh, Nicole Scherzinger, too expensive. Who's on this list that we can pick? Like,
yeah.
And even the kids didn't look alike. They didn't even, like, I guess Alex Iona kind of looked like the dad. That's right. It was just all over the place.
Being that they're both relatively
handsome
good-looking.
And brown.
Yeah, Samoan people, yeah. But even then, Alex Iona didn't look like he came from the mom at all. And the dad either. And the grandpa doesn't look like any of them. So, like, he was like 12 shades darker than all of them because he's Native Hawaiian. So Native Hawaiian people get very, very tan, which is fine. But it's just kind of, it's super, like, it felt like we got to pick someone who kind of fits the description, but also good looking. They can't be ugly. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think those were all the negative things I had.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do my positives.
Cool.
Okay, so for positive things, I know this is going to be on Drew's list. The part that saved the whole movie for me was that they couldn't take any of the money out of the cave.
Absolutely.
Because it was, like, has a lot of cultural significance. I mean, it was a tomb, right? It was, like, someone's burial site.
Like, yeah, it's, like, a paying, it's, like, a respect thing. So you're not supposed to touch anything that is laid to rest with the body of somebody.
Yeah, which I loved because I know that there's a lot of controversy and emotion surrounding, like, when they built the Walmart in wherever that Walmart is on in Honolulu on top of a, like, a major burial site with all these people's ancestors and stuff. And, I mean, with the telescope or whatever on the mountain and stuff like that. So, like, I love that they're, like, against commercialism somewhat in the film. Like, we can't take this, guys, and be rich because it's disrespectful to our people. Like, throughout the whole... Yeah. So I liked that. That was, like, probably the thing that took the movie from a 4 to a 7 to me.
Yeah.
In general.
I agree.
I mean, I love that everyone's of Pacific Islander culture and they didn't just have, like, pretty brown people or pretty white-passing people to fit these roles just so they could, you know, be pretty, I guess, and good-looking to the public to watch it. And I love, too, that it was on Netflix. It's an easily accessible to people. I just really think that they missed the mark in doing what I think they thought. They thought they were doing something that they weren't, for sure. That's the last positive thing I think I have.
Yeah, I definitely had that on there. The fact that they left the treasure because it's kapu to take it out and disrespectful to the dead. You know what I mean? Which is true. Yeah. And like you said, too, just the overall controversy with disrespecting grave sites and all of that, that happens pretty frequently in Hawaii, not just grave sites, but just sacred lands all over.
Yeah.
I also had the representation stuff. The fact that all of them are of some Polynesian descent is cool with
maybe
me.
Not all the same.
Yeah. The sad thing is like, we have to kind of take our W's where we get them. You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, cool. Even though none of them looked alike, two of them were way more Asian than the other. I'm like, you know what? This is great. You know what I mean? Because that's all we've ever had. Which I think will change when The Rock's new biopic show comes out, which I'm super excited for.
Me too.
And then also the fact that they, for me, the last one I had was them actually filming in Hawaii.
Yeah, sure.
So, filming on every single place they went, I recognize. The funny part was that most of it took place by Kualoa Ranch, which is like on the east side by Chinaman's Hat. But then a lot of their driving scenes took place driving on North Shore. So they're literally filming like hours apart. Like, they're like, all right, pack it up. Got to drive 2 hours up to North Shore.
Yeah. That's like in how everyone talks about how much they hate Home Alone 2. Cause if you're from New York, like, there's no way.
Yeah. There's just no way.
Kevin could have gotten this far across New York City, like, without a train or whatever. Yeah.
Well, do you remember the part where the dad, it's not funny, but when the grandpa falls and like hurts himself, like when she's,
that was funny. What are you talking
when
about?
When Keely's not listening and he's like, and he falls so aggressively down.
Yeah.
So they were at Cockroach Cove, which I've been to before, but it's if you're from Hawaii or have been to Hawaii, lived in Hawaii for a while, it's a bitch to get down there. So how that old man got all the way down there and didn't hurt him, like, the hurting himself was the most, that was the most realistic part, because it is treacherous going down to Cockroach Cove. It really is.
So you don't like ride up on the boat like they did to get there?
No, I don't know who the fuck does that. You can't just drive your boat up there. I like, you literally, where are you gonna dock it? The waves are so nuts right there. So a lot of local kids, where she was climbing up, a lot of local kids will climb up there and jump off because they're like adrenaline junkies. They'll jump off into the water down below. That's so funny. But him falling and hurting himself, that was the most realistic part of their adventures in Hawaii. Because it is so hard to get down there. So
yeah,
I went down there once with my friends to hang out and eat. And I was like, I was so sore and sweaty just carrying my poke bowl down there. So I don't know if I was 80 years old walking that by myself. I mean, I guess he's local, so. But clearly he's not that agile because he fell and hurt himself. So, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, little things like that. It's cool to see because, you know, you've been there, you lived there, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
And the filming was really beautiful of, like, the landscape and all that stuff. So that was my last, like, I guess, positive. Because sometimes they'll be like, oh, we're in Hawaii. Like, in Hobbs and Shaw, when they're like, oh, we're in Samoa, and they were definitely in Hawaii. Like, it's like, okay, well.
Hobbs and Shaw, I'd give them 100 out of 10.
Hobbs and Shaw, we are probably the only people on planet Earth that loved that movie.
It was so good.
I was pleasantly surprised by that movie. I was blown away about how funny I thought that movie was. Honestly should have talked about the Samoan parts.
I literally in the third movie we're going to talk about, I joked to Papa and I told him I was going to tell her we should have done Hobbs and Shaw
honestly the movie. Yeah. I could do a whole episode on Hobbs and Shaw and like how much I loved it, and then just the 3 minutes at the end with the Samoan people, like my beef with that. Yeah. You want to talk about a mixed matched family? That family, right? In Hobbs and Shaw, what even was going on there? Everyone's like, his brother's like 52, and he's like, that's what I told you. The most realistic, okay, for all my Polynesian people, right? The most realistic part, if you haven't seen Hobbs and Shaw, he has, like, beef with his brother, right? And he finally comes home, blah, blah, blah. But then his brother going, he goes, if you don't help me, the whole world is gonna perish, right? And then the older brother goes, good, I'd rather everybody, including myself, die before I help you. That's super Polynesian. Yeah. That's the most Samoan shit ever, is it not?
No, yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah, you're all, yeah.
I saw it. I'm like, it feels good to be represented on the big screen.
Get Matsumoto's out of here and bring in never-ending, like,
beef.
Yeah,
grudges for life.
Grudges. Yeah. Bring in never-ending grudges that'll go to my dad.
Now we're talking about culture. You want to talk about culture?
You want to talk about representation? Yeah.
Let's talk grudges. Let's talk dying before you forgive someone for something so small, right? Anyways, so overall, 7 out of 10, we agree mutually.
Yeah, 7 out of 10.
All right.
Okay, so the next movie we're gonna go over, I'm sure everyone's gonna know this movie, is Moana. It's a Disney movie, came out in 2016. It has The Rock in it, of course, right? Yeah,
got to.
It has to. No one would allow Disney to release it unless The Rock was in it, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
I would give this movie probably a 9 out of 10. 8 out of 10.
You're really, like, truly reading my mind because I gave it an 8, too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, what does this say? 3 things I don't like. Oh, man. Where do we start?
Honestly.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing being that because Pacific Islander culture is so vast, it's not just being Hawaiian or Samoan or Fijian or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's probably the only thing I really, well, no, I didn't like the music, first of all.
Oh, dang, I didn't even touch on that. That's a great point.
I think the music is so disrespectful.
That's the worst part.
In general, the worst part. Yeah, I mean, like, that's probably my biggest beef, that, and I'll get back to it. But the one I was going on was obviously that the issue with it being, like, her being from a made-up island, that's fine. Like, if they didn't want to pick one.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. But in her made-up island that she's from, or her tribe or whatever, everyone wears different stuff that's from different cultures of different, like, countries of Polynesia in general. Mm-hmm. And I think that's disrespectful because they're different for a reason, because they're different.
Yeah.
And so I think what happens is when they mix all of them together, then everyone thinks it's all the same, and it's not.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you and I growing up Samoan, like, I remember when The Rock became a thing, because before that it was Rikishi, and I didn't want to mention that's all he did.
Rikishi.
But when, Yeah, all he ever did was put his butt in
people's
faces.
Yeah, was put
which
his sit his big fat ass on people's
his
heads.
thong.
Yeah,
Yeah, his thong
that was his
ass.
finishing move, was sitting his big round ass on people's
Yeah,
faces. Yeah.
which honestly is the most Samoan thing ever. It's so funny. But I used to hate having to say Rikishi because kids would be like, the guy who puts his butt in people's faces? And then I'd get embarrassed. I'm like, never mind.
Him and
so
Roman Reigns.
Yeah, so I tell people, well, Roman Reigns is newer, but
yeah.
I'd be like, oh yeah, I mean, I'm Hawaiian or whatever. But then when The Rock was a thing, I remember we were like, oh no, that's my uncle. Like, I know The Rock.
Honestly.
Like, you know, he's this thing. So I was so excited for Moana to come out because I thought it would have made sense if they just did Ha, Breath of Life from the Polynesian Cultural Center.
Honestly, Ha, Breath of Life. Yeah.
And just had her visit different islands so she could learn different skills or whatever she needs to learn to return the heart.
Dude, that is so funny. Ha, Breath of Life.
Wouldn't that have made more sense?
That is so fucking funny.
And then each one could have their music and the dances, just like the show.
No, that's exactly how I thought Moana was going to
go.
And
then
I
went, and there's all this stuff mixed up. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's probably one of my bigger beasts. But the one after that is 100% the music. Like, you go to Hawaii and you listen to Hawaiian music, you feel so good about yourself.
Right.
Everything feels happy. Like, it's just so uplifting. And even the slower ones, you're like, wow. And same with I love listening to Samoan music. It puts me in the best mood.
Right.
And then all the other different cultures with like Fiji and, you know, New Zealand and all that stuff. But then they had, and I love Lin-Manuel as a person, but who put him in this?
Honestly,
who approved this
just
decision?
Out of all the people you could have picked, I am beside myself at the choice that they made.
Like, I remember seeing clips. They had like, the creator of Nono Sina there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so excited. Like, it's going to be so. Nope, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
It was
and
awful.
For those of you who don't know, like, Nono Sina is a huge Pacific Islander, or I guess you could say Polynesian group,
yeah, like dance,
dance
group
not Hawaii, in California. So mm-hmm. they've been around for a long time. They do a lot of, they do shows and all that of dancing. Differently for each culture, because each culture has different, you know.
And they don't have Lin-Manuel's music playing in the
yeah,
bathroom. Like
they warm
music
up listening to Hamilton. They're like playing
yeah.
it in the dressing room. They're like, yeah.
You lie, you saw.
Yeah. Honestly.
No. And then, what was I going to say? And then the crab, his name's Tomatoa, which is my grandpa's name and my brother's middle name. And it's Samoan.
Yeah.
And then they picked I thought this is so bad. I thought Stephen Merchant from the UK office, I thought that was the voice of that crab because it sounds just like
yeah.
him. But it's not. It's a Maori guy. And I felt so bad when someone corrected me because all this time I've been going, why would they pick Stephen Merchant
of all
to be
the
this
people.
Character? Of all the people, a British guy,
yeah.
you know?
I'm...
So no shade to Jemaine Clement, but I don't know. I feel like they could have picked a Samoan person because that name is of Samoan significance for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my gosh. And then the guy, I just looked this up, the guy who plays the dad
mm-hmm.
or the dad. Yeah, the chef. I said
the
chef. The
chef.
The chief. The head chef.
Chef Ramsay.
Chef Remy.
Yeah.
Is the dad from Aquaman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. I
didn't know that.
I didn't know that. I feel like I did kind of know that, though. Maybe mm-hmm. maybe Billy told me that at one point. But, I mean, that makes sense. They're like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You see, that's the biggest problem for me, is that they're shuffling the same four people. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's Nicole Scherzinger, Dwayne
yeah,
The Rock
the
Johnson,
Rock.
The dad from Aquaman,
mm-hmm.
right? / the dad from Moana. And then the last one could be that Kanaka guy, because I know he's in a lot of stuff, too. So that's my biggest beef with it, I think, is because there is so much talent out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me.
Yeah. Like, I can't believe they didn't include Dinah Jane, like, in this too. Like, that would have been really cool, you know?
Yeah. It's just kind of disappointing. That's why I said, like, I've said before, it's just lazy. It feels lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they scraped all, like, the bottom of the barrel. They looked for so, allegedly, through so many little bitches, right, to find Moana, allegedly, because, you know, they're always like, we're running an open casting call, and I don't know how much I buy into that, you know what I mean? But I do know that...
I know, they always post them on Facebook, I'm like, how do I know this isn't fake?
Right, honestly, a real casting call, sure, right? That's what I always think when I see open casting calls. Sometimes, but okay. Well, as I was saying, they did like an open casting call allegedly, right, to find their Moana, and they found Auli'i, which is cool. She's pretty cool, right? I heard through the rumor mill though from other local kids that she's not the nicest person though, so you know, do with that what you will, right?
I thought it was weird too that everyone had different accents. So like Nicole Scherzinger, no accent. Her husband is Maori. And then Moana has a pidgin accent. And then Dwayne The Rock Johnson has no accent. And then the crab has a Maori accent.
So yeah, if anyone was going to have an accent, it should have been Dwayne The Rock Johnson's character.
I know.
So, well, like for mine, a lot of my dislikes for that movie, man, I can write a fucking paper on all the things I didn't like about that movie. Mm-hmm. But the big one was mixing cultures. That was on mine also.
Mm-hmm.
Racist tropes, right? Yeah. So like, let's talk about the Kakamora. Let's have a discussion about it, right? And for those of you who don't know what that is, that's those little coconut people that they fight at some way through the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I had several people tell me like, oh, it's based on actual legend and blah blah blah. The Kakamora is I forget what islands. I don't want
to. Aren't they supposed to be, you know how like Hawaiian people have those little things that hang in their windows?
Yeah, it's Menehune. It's like based on Menehune.
Mm-hmm.
They were like little people. So like they were like little elves almost. Or okay. Like what do you call it? Like little goblins. I don't want to call them goblins because like
little trolls.
Yeah, I don't want Hawaiian people to come for me. But they're like little mischievous people. That's what they are. I swear to God. So like when they would, you know, like if your stuff goes missing, they would like joke that the Menehune took it. You know what I'm saying?
Like leprechauns?
Like leprechauns, yeah, like that. It was like in that same vibe. But like Native Hawaiian people really do believe in Menehune being a real like species of people. Mm-hmm. And they have found bones of actual people, yeah, who are like very small people,
yeah.
Yeah, so I think Menehune are real, but they're like little mischief makers, if that makes sense.
But that's what those little coconut head thingies are, with the hair on, with like the feathers and stuff that they hang on like mirrors and stuff.
I believe so.
You know? They sell them at the swap meet.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, and like they say a lot of stuff about Menehune, and like Menehune are also like little they're like mascots too for some of the high schools in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, they. But they're based, like, the actual origin of them, I forget where they're from, but, oh, it's the Solomon Islands. That's where they're from.
Oh, okay.
So, I, like, did my research, because people were trying to come for me about the Kakamora being real. So, the Solomon Islands, they were, like, sirens, almost. So, they were, like, evil mermaids. So, they would, like, you know, entice you and then kill you. They were not coconuts. So that was a creative direction, I think, taken on by the team of the movie. They're like, wouldn't it be hilarious if we made them coconuts, right? Mm-hmm. There are no coconut legends in any Pacific Islander culture. So they genuinely made that up, which feels like a reach. And then seems a little more racist when you see it that way, doesn't it? You know what I mean? So definitely I was not a fan of that. Out of all the legends you could have picked, you picked evil coconuts. There are so many legends in Pacific Islander culture. It's not even funny. And like when I did my research too, I saw that even Maui's a real Hawaiian legend. Like he's a real demigod that exists in Hawaiian culture, but he was the sidekick of a more prominent female god, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they make him in the movie a, like a bumbling idiot.
Okay.
And they make him vapid, you know what I mean? Really narcissistic and stuff. And a lot of Native Hawaiian people didn't like that. Because they were like, they worship him, they see him as a god. So he wasn't like that. He was generous and caring. And he did.
How did they feel about his face being modeled after a pig?
I'm going to go ahead. Methinks they didn't like it. Right? That's what I'm going to go ahead and lean towards. Well, and the fact that even this is, okay, this is a great transition to the tropes being perpetuated by this movie. When this movie came out, right, and they had that picture of Maui and Moana on the beach, do you remember when people were tweeting, this is more realistic, and they were making Maui a Samoan girl, and then they were making Moana, like, an in-shape Samoan boy. Do you remember that?
I, like, vaguely, but I remember people saying that if Moana was actually, like, Samoan or whatever, then she would look like this on the beach, and it was her, but they photoshopped a Nike sports bra and, like, basketball shorts on her.
That's mean, too. But I'm saying, like, they were basically implying that Samoan girls are really big and muscular and ugly, and they look, and then Samoan boys are in shape and handsome.
Sexy.
Yeah. So that proves my point, that this perpetuates these stereotypes because they did so little to differentiate. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they did, like, the bare minimum. And I don't want to hear anything of, like, oh, well, they didn't want to pick one over the other. Well, then don't do it. If you're not going to do a movie properly. That's what I'm saying.
They could have just copied Ha! Breath of Life. Just had her visit each island. That's
exactly what I thought.
A made-up one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like if it's too hard, then don't do it. How about that? Like,
well, and then Maui's supposed to be Hawaiian. And then his fish hook, isn't that Samoan?
No, they have fish hooks in Hawaiian culture, they do. Too. Okay. Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing is people are like, well, Moana isn't Samoan. The name Moana is Samoan. That's a Samoan name. She looks Samoan. Like, when this movie came out, a lot of people made jokes to me like, oh, are you excited to see Moana? Because she kind of looks like me. So, you know, that's on my list of things I liked about it. But
that she looks like
you. That she looks like me. Yeah, no, that she just looks very Polynesian. So, like, that was basically all my dislikes was, like, the racist tropes, the mixing of the cultures, the portrayal of the legends, right? Yeah. And then, like, the storyline, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
And the music.
And the music, that's a great one. I didn't even think of that, so I didn't even touch on the music, so that's a great one, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then things I liked, I mean, honestly, I think my favorite part of the whole movie was the relationship with her grandma.
Yeah,
because if you're Polynesian, you know how close you grow up, if you did, you know, really close to your grandparents, and that part made me really emotional. And then the music they would play, that was the best song of the whole movie. The song they play when she was a baby, and the song when she sees her grandma. It's the same song.
Yeah, I literally, when I saw it in the theaters, and that's because that's like the first scene that opens it, I literally, like, had tears in my eyes because I, like, couldn't believe that I was gonna watch a princess that looked like me on the big screen. So I feel you on that.
Yeah, so I loved that. And then she doesn't, I like too that she doesn't really need Maui's help to get to the end. She kind of did it all on her own, just like brave.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
That was pretty cool. And then I did appreciate the importance they put on the seafarers. Like, you know, they always talk about how, like, our ancestors were really great at navigating the oceans and stuff like that. So I thought that was cute. Just not that they had all, as if, like, my great, great, great grandpa grew up on a boat next to a Fijian grandpa from a different,
literally,
like, a different, honestly, Tahitian grandpa.
Right.
So, but yeah, so her attachment to the water, I thought it was really cute. And I liked the significance of that for sure.
Yeah. For me, I think the things I liked were pretty much the same. I mean, one of mine was the animation, albeit their voices and outfits didn't match, but the way that the way they all looked was very accurate. So I really liked how she looked, her parents looked, how the set design looked, like they all stayed in, like, Fales, you know what I mean? That's another thing too. I'm like, take a look at where she lives. Everywhere, everything she wore when she was the princess, you know, how she wore the traditional Samoan outfit, with, like, the one you wear when you tell Lunga. She wore that. Her name was Moana. They lived in a fale. Like, you're telling me she's not Samoan? Okay, cool. Like, the animation of her hair, like, the background characters all looked extremely local. A lot of the men had really long hair, which is, like, a big thing in our culture, is having long hair. And I would say the next one was her independence. That's a big one for me, not needing a prince or, like, a savior. And then her attachment to her family was like a big mm-hmm. one for me, like yeah. like her sacrificing everything to save her family, to save her tribe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like focused on protecting them even if she has to disobey. I liked that part of it, because that's very someone, is the attachment to your family, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The bond you have with your family. So
yeah,
that was definitely a big one for me. And again, another instance of her being disrespectful and not getting hit. Come on. You know what I mean? Like when they're on the yeah. beach and she's like yelling at her dad and her dad's like, get in the house. You know what I mean? There's no way her dad wouldn't have backhanded her right off that boat and been like, go home. Wait for me at the house. You know?
Yeah.
So I guess you can't put that in a Disney movie, but all right. If you don't want to be accurate, that's on
yeah.
you.
If you wanted to not have accurate representation,
okay,
that's on you.
That's on you. Yeah.
I was going to say that I Googled Moana cast so I could look at who's in the cast. And one of the questions, like, you know, it says like people also ask
yeah.
like, at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It says, is Zendaya a Moana? And I'm like, what is that? So, because I love Zendaya, but not as Moana. So I clicked on it, and on this live action, they're supposedly doing a live action Moana.
Stop.
And I'll tell you how I learned it. So I was reading it and I'm like, starring who? So the live action cast is Zendaya as Moana.
Stop. That's not
Dwayne
real.
Dwayne Johnson as Maui, Keira Knightley as Tala,
the grandma.
And then this is what gave it away. Carmen Electra as Cena the mom.
Okay.
These ones say Zac Efron as Villager 1, Emma Watson as Villager 2, and Will Smith as Villager 3.
Okay, I thought you were being serious for a second.
I literally thought it was real, and then I saw Carmen Electra. I'm like,
really? Right, Carmen Electra, Keira Knightley wasn't your first hit?
Well, what I was thinking is Keira Knightley, Australian. You know, I was trying to put Australia in there with, like, Jessica's asking me that.
Keira Knightley's British.
No, I thought she was Australian for a second. That's what I was thinking. Because Jessica asked me the other day, like, why don't they include, like, I know there's all, you know, there's like indigenous peoples that live and
yeah,
were
like,
on Australia before it was colonized.
Well, yeah, like Aborigines.
Yeah. Aboriginal people. And then I told her, well, because they're not Polynesian, it's or Pacific Islander, it's different. She was like, oh, okay. Because, you know, because New Zealand's included and they're pretty close to
yeah.
Australia. Mm-hmm. But I told her, no, they're different. She was like, oh, okay.
Well, and it's just because Maori people were in New Zealand before it was colonized. So
yeah.
So
no, same with Aboriginal folks too.
Yeah. So I'm saying that's probably the only reason, like, Maori people are Pacific Islanders. So that's why they include it. It's not necessarily New Zealand. Like,
yeah.
That's why I said, like, just because you're from New Zealand doesn't mean you're Maori. So those are two very
yeah.
different things.
Yeah. Like, I knew a girl, she was white and she grew up in Hawaii. And then my friend told me, yeah, so she's Hawaiian like you. And I'm all, first of all, I am not Hawaiian. I'm Samoan. And no, she's not Hawaiian. She's
mm-hmm.
white. And then I told my friend, if I was born in Japan, does that make me Japanese? No.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, one time, me and Billy were at a bar, like, just hanging out, and some guy was like, where are you guys from? And we were like, here, like, California. It was at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. And he was like, he said he was from Ohio, so he was obviously a white guy. And mm-hmm. then I was like, oh, from here, we're from California. And he's like, no, but, like, where are you from? That's what white people love to say. They, like,
mm-hmm.
emphasize the word from because they want to ask you what race you are without asking
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, here? Like, because I just was, I'm not adhering to this, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, no, but, like, more specifically, and I was like, Riverside, have you ever heard of that? Have you ever?
Oh, the side of the river.
Yeah. I was like, oh, Riverside County, have you ever heard of it? That's where we're from, you know what I mean? And he was like,
mm-hmm.
well, where are your ancestors from? And I was like, dude.
Your mom.
Let's not. Ohio? What if I said Ohio? Oh, my God, I can't believe you asked. That's crazy.
He goes, are you, my state's named after a country in the Pacific named Ohio.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, that stuff, it just irks me, rubs me the wrong
yeah.
way, always. So always will. But we love Moana. We stan her.
Yeah.
We're just,
you
know.
Even though she's problematic.
And the creators were two old white guys. So are we surprised? No.
Yeah.
So, and I saw a quote in one of the articles I read critiquing the movie that said, just because you consult a brown person doesn't mean it's a movie for brown people. So,
sure.
Which
yeah.
is a very good point.
Yeah, same with Finding Ohana. Like, I'm sure you did a lot of research, but not enough.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't good.
I mean, when you did you stay in Waikiki the entire time? Because that's what it kind of seems like, right? So.
And only do touristy shit. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they weren't running through the Dole plantation.
Literally. Like
eating the, what's the ice cream?
The Dole Whip.
Yeah, they're like, hey, I found a magic coin in my Dole.
The grandpa's like, this is our land. And you can see the Dole plantation train in the background. You see the
train?
Yeah. He's like, this is our land.
You see us arguing in the maze.
Like, yeah, we're like, we're Kanaka. Can't you see? And then you can see all these Japanese tourists taking pictures in the background. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They love that Dole plantation. So that's why I'm like, you know, that's why I said, did you guys just stay inside Waikiki the entire time? You're all, this is enough research for us. We don't need to go past this.
I mean, something too, they didn't have any dancing or you know what I mean? So I can appreciate that from them as well, because especially with the cultural significance of hula and dances like hula, for them to not exploit it as much as tourism has, you know, towards white people.
Yeah.
I thought that was good.
Yeah. You know? I thought it was cool that he's just a local family. They're like a local family, right? You know, and Finding Ohana, it was just kind of like, they just couldn't give you all of it, could they? They had to put some other tropes in there. They had to put some, like the fact that he was folding an L&L's t-shirt in her car. Dude, come on. You know what I mean? And he's like, I know you work in the food service. I saw that shirt in your car and it was L&L's. And I was thinking, L&L's is a mainland food chain. So, don't know why
He works at the one at Walmart.
Right? Oh my God, right? That's the only thing that matters about Waikiki. There's that L&L's
instead of a McDonald's.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, cool. So now we're going to move on to our final film that you really wanted to talk about because she has a personal vendetta against their star in this film. And this movie is Aquaman. So this movie came out in, I think, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Stars Jason Momoa. You know, everyone's understanding of who's Pacific Islander and media is The Rock, and then it goes to Jason Momoa,
and they're like, and that's all you need to know.
Yeah,
so that's pretty much all of it.
That's all who exists.
Yeah, they've covered it all.
I've never seen this movie before, so I watched it a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I would give her. I was talking to my brother, to Donnie, about it. I would give it a strong 6 out of 10.
I'm with you on that. 6 out of 10 sounds pretty generous, to be honest, but 6 out of 10 for sure.
Obviously it was super controversial that they cast him in this role because this comic book character is white ass fuck. Blonde hair, looks just like Nicole Kidman. Blue eyes, very white.
Yeah, literally.
So I loved that. Like, that's cool when they switch stuff like that and we get to be represented in a different way. Yeah. He's of the sea, just like our people.
That's on mine too, is them casting, going against that and casting him. Yeah.
Yeah.
That 100%. Part's cool.
I wish someone had told me that Yahya Abdul-Mateen was in this movie because I would have watched it way longer ago.
Oh yeah, he's Mantis or Manta Ray.
Black
or...
Manta.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Mantis. I think I made that up. Like,
I literally, in my notes, I wrote manatee because, you know, the dad, when he's telling him, this is your grandpa's sword.
Oh, manatee. Yeah.
I was like, manatee? Question mark. What's it called? But okay, so three things I didn't like. I mean, the script in general was just so awful.
I couldn't, honest to God, it could have been written by sixth graders and I would believe you.
It was just so bad the whole time.
Wouldn't
end.
Overall.
I mean, okay, yeah, overall it was just so awful. The entire writing, all of it was just so bad. What's it called? Other things I didn't like. I mean, I didn't like Jason Momoa.
Wait, can I just say? Can I just say really quickly my little spiel on Jason Momoa? Here's the thing: I don't not like him. Like, I think he's cool. Like, for the culture, especially, like, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Is he most women's like wet dream? Yeah. Sure. Why? I mean, I don't know. I think he's a good looking dude. I just like, I don't know why people cream their jeans for this guy. I mean, he's handsome. That's not, but a lot of people in Hollywood are, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's just something about him that like people go like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over that guy. You know what I mean? So I feel like that has a lot to do with him being cast in this role, aside from like the look being cool, you know what I mean, overall.
Yeah.
But he wasn't cast for his acting chops. And I think we can all agree on that, right?
Yeah. I didn't like him in it, even though I was excited. I didn't like him because he's so much better in, I mean, was he that much better in Game of Thrones?
No,
he
didn't
speak English?
No, this is the point I've made. Like, if you were to pit him and The Rock against each other, like, The Rock, he's not trying to be in an Oscar-nominated film. Like, he's not going to be in any of that anytime soon because he knows where he shines, which is, like, sure. Slapstick comedy, right? Like, mm-hmm. He's, like, the Kevin Hart of acting. Like, that's why they've been in so many movies together because they're the same vibe, right?
Yeah.
So he's not going to audition for The Artist, too. You know what I mean? Like, he's not trying to be in The Green Mile. Like, he's not going to mm-hmm. do movies like that. But, like, Jason Momoa, like, he's a terrible actor, and it's time we all come to terms with that. Like, it's time we all admit it, that he's
Were his tattoos in the movie, are those his real tattoos?
No. They copied the one on his, he has one on his, like, forearm, I'm pretty sure. And they just copied it all over his body, which is on my list of likes because that's how short it is. Like, I couldn't think of anything else that I really liked in this movie. And I literally wrote, tattoos are cool. That was the note I wrote. Like, that's all I could think of off the top of my head because it is Polynesian. Like, he's Hawaiian, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, but like, go ahead.
I was saying the first thing I wrote on my list, because I couldn't find my notes right now. I'm like, where did I put this? And it's because the first thing I wrote was wig budget equals $2. And I was like, what is this? It's my notes for this movie. Because I couldn't, first of all, I had no idea how many famous people were in this movie with Willem Dafoe and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, and Yaya. And look how they did Willem Dafoe. Yeah. I mean, they gave him a little tiny bun and called it a day. Like, they were like, you know what?
Yeah, and then her wigs throughout the whole movie. I mean, I think, what's her name?
Nappy.
Amber Heard's were a little bit better.
Ish. But her outfits looked like they were from Fashion Nova, and you can't tell me any different.
I wrote that, how come Nicole Kidman's new wig has one dread? Like, her wig at the end only had one big dread, which, you know, that doesn't belong in her. I don't think Atlanteans are not real. They don't have dreads.
Yeah. And if they were, they wouldn't have dreads.
So I wrote wig. Yeah, so I didn't like, what's his name in this movie, because he's not the best actor. I hated the wigs in this movie. I wrote tiny bun Willem Dafoe on here. And then I was confused when it first started because I was like, why does the dad's face look like a cartoon when I was watching it?
The brown dad?
And it's because obviously they superimpose his face to make him look younger. Because when they show him after, I was like, ew, why does he look so
different? They have to make him look young.
Yeah, and obviously Nicole Kidman has skin made of glass. So they were like, we don't have to touch up Nicole's face. Just get Tamara Morrison's face fixed.
Honestly, right? He's like, get that man into makeup.
Yeah, I wrote, dad is too ugly for Nicole Kidman. I wrote that too.
Right.
I didn't like how all of the baby or younger versions of Aquaman looked nothing like him.
They really didn't.
They were like, one was a white kid.
Wasn't Boo Boo Stewart one of them?
No, he should have been. It would have looked more like him.
Honestly.
Even then. So I didn't like any of that. I think the writing, like a way to attest at how shitty the writing was, like, yeah, I think Yahya Abdul Mateen is one of the greatest actors that's around right now, especially if you've watched Watchmen or anything mm-hmm. like that, mm-hmm. or Black Mirror, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't stop laughing when his dad was dying because he looked so dumb. And I was like, is he dumb or is the writing dumb? The writing is dumb.
Oh, yeah. The writing is absolute garbage. And I think it's a disservice for the first, like, what's supposed to be a white superhero, but they make him brown. Like,
yeah,
they couldn't, you know what I mean, can't give us one, huh? Because he's gotta mm-hmm. be so cringe town. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean my first bad note is overall acting is trash. That was my literal first note. Mm-hmm. Because it is, and Jason Momoa is not a good actor, and I say that with all the love in the world. Like, he's very nice to look at and can read lines. That's kind of where it mm-hmm. ends, right? I think the next line I had was randomly having Jason Momoa be Polynesian sometimes. And it was like his random chihus, like he would Fawumu like randomly.
Oh my god, I wrote that. Yeah, I wrote the sound effects when he would fight. Like, you know how like when you watch like I think of Tom Cruise, he's like one of the greatest action stars, or even The Rock.
Right? Yeah.
When you watch him fight in a movie, mm-hmm. he's like going, yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you watch Jason Momoa do it, when he's fighting, especially when he gets on the ship, the submarine at the beginning.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, why is this man? Well, first of all,
what was the first line? Do you remember the first line?
Because no, before that, no, I do. But before that, someone goes, "What is that?" Like when he starts getting under the ship, and I literally wrote this down because it made me laugh. He put, "No, I think it's a man," and then someone else went, "That's not a man," and then he busted through the door and said, "Permission to come."
That's what it is. That's literally that line is burned into my frontal lobe forever.
He jumped on board in leather pants and boots and got a top
that's
man.
That's another thing I forgot to write down. The outfits for him.
Yeah.
I shit you not, they must have told him, bring your own outfits. Like, you can dress yourself.
I feel like they had outfits and he showed up like that. And then he went through hair and makeup and they kept saying, make sure you get changed. And he was like, okay. And then he just kept walking around, like, jacking around, playing guitar, talking to all these people. And then they're like, Jason, we're ready for you on set. And then he walks over and they're like, did you change? He goes, no, I thought I could just wear whatever I wanted to wear.
Yeah, he's like, no, this is like, good.
And then they're like, well, we don't have time to change you now, so we just have to
And here's going. The thing. I don't, like, okay, I don't want this to turn into, like, a hate party because I don't hate him. He's probably a cool guy. But, like, yeah. Here's the thing. Women are so often criticized for looking a certain way. Or like maybe not being the strongest actor. Like, how many times have people made fun of Vanessa Hudgens? You know what I'm saying? Because like she's like an okay actress, but like she's very beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she's easy on the eyes and she's not terrible. So they're like, you know what? Put her in the movie. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
we need a cute female lead, so we'll put her in the movie. So people so often are like, oh, well, she's pretty. That's why she. You know, that's why she's an actress. That's why she's in movies, whatever. So I don't see anybody saying that about men, you know?
Yeah.
So he's a prime example of that. He's so good to look at. He's in shape. He can read. So they're like, throw him in there. Let's make him like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Because you can't tell me that you couldn't have found a better actor. There's just no way.
Yeah.
And that's why people are like, what about Game of Thrones? First of all, you weren't like, that guy's such a good actor. People were just objectifying him in Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality of it. And then people weren't like, oh my God, that guy's acting? He's going to win an Emmy. Like, nobody was saying that about him. And he didn't speak English. So that's why I'm like, yeah, pretty good to be a good actor when you speak a made-up language. Nobody can really critique your acting skills when you're speaking a language that is not real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just think I don't really feel bad for because we're critiquing the movie. I'm not critiquing him as a person. Like, you know what I mean? So I don't want people to come for me like I'm a Jason Momoa hate party of one. But like,
yeah,
I mean, it is what it is. Let's be real, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I also wrote on here with little star emojis, intergenerational alcoholism when him and his dad go straight to the bar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Trauma feeds itself, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I also think he doesn't, that's another example too. He doesn't look anything like Nicole Kidman or that dad.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is like, what other note did I have? Oh yeah. My last bad note was like, it felt like a real missed opportunity. If he's brown and from the ocean, his mom should have been brown and from the ocean. So we should have had all brown family. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can have an evil white stepbrother. That'd be cool, right? Like, that's fine. But like everyone else in the ocean should have been brown. I think that would have been sick. Like, if you're going to commit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think that's why, obviously, they made the dad brown.
You know? I know, but that's why I'm saying, like, you could have made, if you're going to make Aquaman brown, like where he comes from, why wouldn't they all be brown? But they're all white, every single one of them. You see what I'm saying?
I don't know.
That's why I'm like, dude, come on, man. Like,
good things on this movie. I thought the fight scenes were really cool.
Yeah, they were very very active. Like, the camera work was pretty nuts.
I thought his outfit at the end was super cool. I just wish he had it for more of the movie.
not his peasant tops.
Not his peasant tops or his top man leather pants that he bought at Nordstrom. what's it called? Other positive things. I wrote a lot of funny things they did that made me laugh. Here's one. When he saves all the people from the submarine, except for Yaya and his dad.
Oh, I know.
And whole world. And he pulls the rafts. I wrote him being a horsey for the rafts. And I put all these ha-ha's after because it made me laugh really hard. The octopus playing drums. I hated that.
Oh my God. Oh, I know. How did I know you were going to comment on that part when they're fighting?
Yeah, I hated that. I was like, immediately write it down. Octopus playing drums. The when they're fighting in, was it Italy?
Yeah, Greece or something. It's like Greece.
Yeah, somewhere over there in Europe. And then it's right when Black Manta gets there and he's like kicking his ass,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, that bell is going to fall and hit that little girl.
Yeah.
I wrote, OMG, him headbutting the bell out of the way. LOL. I don't know why that made me laugh so hard. Why couldn't he pick up the little girl and jump out?
Because
of the way?
That's just so not Jason Momoa. Do you know what I'm saying?
He just threw his body into the bell to move it over. Literally. Her. It made me laugh. And then the last funny part I had in here was OMG, her playing the flute when she saves him after that and they're on the boat and she's just random going to the trench and she's just randomly playing the flute.
Oh my God, I know. I thought that's hard. How did you bring that in your fucking pocket? Like, she's like, she lost all her clothes, but she remembered to bring her flute. Yeah, okay.
Her little pan flute. Like, that part made me laugh really hard.
I'm like,
oh, and then obviously how all of them float in the water when they're running, walking around each other is really fun.
Yeah, all the underwater stuff was pretty sick. Clearly most of the budget was used on that, right?
I told Jess, I'm like, how much acting did these guys really do since so much of it looks
superimposed? CGI. Yeah.
Not like when they're talking, but when they're like swimming around.
Well,
like,
they, like, if like you that. Watch behind the scenes stuff, like they put them in these rigs that like make them look like they're swimming so they could swim up to each other.
Wow.
And they just, that's and they cool. just green screened everything else around them.
Yeah.
So.
Obviously they animated their hair and stuff like that. So. And then I put, where did Orm, that's the brother's name.
Yeah.
Or the Ocean Master, where did he get his banana clip? Because it held his hair out.
Oh, I know, right? Honestly. And that guy, too, like, I thought that was cool. Like, his whole, like, beef with each other. Like, that's pretty cool. But, like,
yeah,
I think real running theme, huh? Of, like, not giving a fuck about your family. Because, like, that's how he was most of the movie. Like, he was, like, you know, she was, like, I can't believe you don't care about your family. Whatever, right? And he was like, they don't care about me, right? And she's like, you got me there, right?
Yeah.
And that's what she's thinking.
I think I was a little confused on the timing of everything, too, because the mom said she had been stuck in that thing for 20 years. Uh-huh. So then I'm like, so is he supposed to be like 23 or 24? Because he doesn't look like that.
Because he's 48, so...
He's 41 IRL. I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, they can have 25-year-olds playing 17-year-olds on Riverdale, but a 41-year-old man playing a 22-year-old, I don't know.
I just always, I think, too, like, people get so mad when you're like, I mean, Jason Momoa is not a very good actor because he's not, right? Like, he's just, you know, he's just good-looking and, right? And people get so upset, but it's kind of like, I mean, is that a bad thing? Like, he's making tons of money off being a superhero.
I think his biggest issue, because I was talking to Papa about this, is that, like anything The Rock does is so goddamn cool. Like, everyone likes it. He's doing energy drinks now. I'm sure if he freaking sold homes, like, people would be into it. Like, he's very marketable and very smart in the way he markets himself.
Yeah.
And he's never compromised the way that he acts to appease to white people, which I think a lot of people of color who work within the industry and media in general have to kind of cope with, like, doing that, whether or not they need to do that in order to survive in this industry.
Yeah.
So, and I think too, maybe it's because I think Jason Momoa is half white, right? And he grew up in like Iowa or some shit, right? Yeah. So I think maybe because he grew up around so many white people, it said he was born in Hawaii, but for some reason I remember him being living, because he's a Republican, because he grew up in a red state.
No,
that's what I thought.
He is he was born in Hawaii, but he moved to Iowa really young, I think, because his dad, I think, was in the army or something. Something like that.
Okay. But that's what I'm saying. Like, The Rock is so cool and just so much himself constantly. And I know that's why people are obsessed with him. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Jason Momoa tries to continue to, like, The Rock is sexy for no reason. Like, he's not even doing anything. You're like, damn, that's a cool, yeah. That's a cool,
it's like an, sexy it's like man. An energy.
Yeah. And I think because he doesn't market himself to be, like, liked by white people, which it seems that's kind of like what Jason Momoa does in everything. Like, he's drinking beer, and then I'm surprised he wasn't playing guitar. Like,
dude, I would have walked right out of that movie theater if he was playing the guitar, like, at any point in that movie.
Yeah, like, I don't know. So I think maybe that's where the big issue lies in differentiating between why The Rock is so much bigger and more
well
popular.
Yeah, I don't think know. It's yeah, definitely, for sure, that makes a lot of sense. And then also, I, like, have talked about this before, because I was trying to sort out my feelings of why I don't like him as that superhero, even though I wanted to so badly. And mm-hmm. It was, I think the biggest part of it is that I don't buy into it. Does that make sense? So, like, when sure. I see Chris Evans, when I see Chris Evans, I buy into that shit. You know what I mean? Like, I believe it. When I watch him in the movies, I'm like, damn, that is Captain America. If I saw him in real life, I'd be like, that's Captain America, right? Because mm-hmm. even, like, Spider-Man's a great example. There's been, like, 50 fucking Spider-Mans. There's been 50 Batmans. But every single one, you buy into it, right? So, like, Tom Holland, mm-hmm. I bought into it. Andrew Garfield, I bought into mm-hmm. it. Tobey Maguire, I bought into it. There's only been one Aquaman, and it didn't feel like Aquaman. It felt like Jason Momoa can talk underwater. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, I didn't like the movie for that reason, because I just don't buy it. You know what I mean? And that could be a combination of writing.
I think it's that's what I was going to say. I attribute it to that. 100%. Yeah. Because most DC movies are not very good. Like, unless it's like Birds of Prey, where they're not really DC movies, but they kind of are.
That's
a
good, that's
you know
a good
what I mean?
Point. But what's that guy's name? He plays the Flash now. It's like something Fitzgerald. Ezra Fitz or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's from Pretty Little Liars. Oh my God. That's not a real person.
Is it? Oh, Ezra Miller. It's Ezra Miller.
Ezra Fitz is from Pretty Little Liars. Forgive me. Oh my God. I was like, wait, that's not his name. Okay, him.
And his wife's name is Aria. And
Montgomery. That's her last name.
Yeah.
Ew, oh my God, I know. Okay. Anywho, right? Him, right? He was in. Did you ever watch? What's?
I didn't watch the Justice League. I haven't watched any
I've
of those
watched
movies.
The Justice League, but only a few parts of it. But he was in there for like a small part of time. But I bought into it. The writing was shitty, but like I was like, that makes sense that he's the Flash. You know what I mean? Even Ben Affleck as Batman, I'm like, that makes sense, right?
Ooh, and Henry Cavill. Yeah, that's true, because he's really good at Superman.
See what I mean? And the writing, is it the best? No. But
well, maybe they don't have the same writers for all the movies, you know?
Well, maybe, but that's what I'm saying. If that's the case, they're doing him a disservice. Him being the first brown superhero that's supposed to be white, they should have covered all their bases. If they were going to do that, they should have made sure it's the best. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think like the number one reason we can hate this movie as much as we want is that they're not recasting Amber Heard after all of the shitty things.
I honestly heard that they are. So,
really?
Recently, yeah, they like.
If they don't, if they recast her, or I don't know, get rid of her character, she didn't really do anything anyways. I will personally change my opinion of this movie to a 10 out of 10.
Right, if they recast her. Yeah, they should recast her, honestly, and give him a brown bitch. That's what I want. Give him someone of color.
Ooh,
Wouldn't that be so hot? I was like, you know what?
Give him one of the aliens, the little fish people.
Like the little daughter.
But make her look like, what's her face? Is Angelina Jolie's character in Shark Tale. There you go. You guys, I'm giving you nuggets right here. Pick them up later.
There you go. You know what? Call me. We'll have a discussion on my fees, for my writer fees.
Yeah.
My contributor fee.
And then just to close it out, I think that media can do better by our people, by including more of them in the writing process, the research process, and I think employing them to actually be the director and that head writer and the everything. I think that if you utilize people who are of this culture and of, you know, our people, then I think that the representation and the execution will be 10 out of 10 way better.
Amen. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Anyways, don't write things about people you know literally nothing about. If your only understanding is Lilo and Stitch, then maybe don't
write
about
maybe them. Stay in your fucking lane. How about that?
Yeah. If you had a great vacation out there, that's great. Why don't you finance the movie and then
literally
hire all these executive people.
Producer and then let everybody else take care of it.
Yeah. 100%. So, okay, well, I think that's the end of episode one. Woo! If y'all have any tips or ideas that you want us to talk about, let us know. This one was a little heavy, but it was something we were really passionate about because Finding Ohana just recently came out. I think the next one might be we'll tell funny stories and stuff like that from our life.
Yeah, we're not in any one category. We cover everything. Mm-mm.
We're Renaissance men, if you will. We're
jack of all trades. Honestly, we just want to talk. So it's about whatever we want.
Exactly. So, but yeah, I think that's the end of this episode. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you guys later.
Bye. Bye.